we could start a food cuck service. Where what we're going to do is, you're going to watch us eat all of your food that you want to try.
There's got to be somebody out there that's into that, right?
There's got to be.
Hello, everyone. This is Shoe and the Silly. I am Dax. And today, we have a very plump, fat little boy.
Shut up.
Ryan, how are you doing?
I was doing fine. Until you just fat-shamed me.
Yes, because
now I feel the need to eat massive amounts of cake and pudding. And maybe some chicken. And maybe some pizza. That I haven't had for 2 weeks.
God. That is the fattest thing I've heard anybody say in a long time, man.
Oh, you should talk to me more often then. There's something clearly wrong.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, our good friend Ryan here is on a diet. He just started eating healthy and doing all that good stuff, which is great. I applaud him for his efforts, but the way he described it to me was quite something. We were talking and he was saying, "Yeah, man, I just had a pizza today. I haven't had a pizza in 2 weeks. What the fuck?" I normally haven't had a pizza in like months. This motherfucker is on a diet. Proud about 2 weeks.
Hey, when you live my kind of lifestyle and you're a food snob, you try many different types of pizzas, many different types of weeks. You develop your favorite places.
That you have to consume every 30 minutes?
Not every 30 minutes, just not every, less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks. I got you. I guess a pizza every 2 weeks.
And wait.
Pretty good.
Well, we need to actually clarify. When we say a pizza, we do not mean an entire pizza.
Uh-huh.
We mean, like, maybe two slices.
Two.
Not like...
pizzas.
Not like...
Two entire quarters. Pizzas.
Not like two halves. Okay. That is not what we're looking for.
Well, whatever. And good on you. I hope you succeed and all that good stuff. You should come out to Japan, eat all the healthy food here, some natto and rice.
Motherfucker, and when I was out there, we ate... rice. When I was out there, we ate burgers.
Oh, of course. Because, I want to show you it still exists there. So today's theme, by the way, is food. If you haven't caught on, yes. We're going to be talking about food and possibly feet. See if we can mix that in there somehow.
Glorious but food.
Yeah. So, when he came to Japan, where I'm living out in Japan, I wanted to make sure that he tried some of the burgers and things out here to see how, how the rest of the world does the burgers. What'd you think?
To be fair, it was pretty fucking amazing.
Good. Pretty good. Yeah. What I am mad about that I didn't take you to, I didn't take you to one of the Kaiten Sushi restaurants. The conveyor belt restaurants.
Oh, yes, I am also mad at you for this.
Yeah, I don't know why. I was like, all right, we got to get sushi. I want to take you to like a fancy sushi place with the sushi boat and all that nonsense. When I could have just sent your ass to the cheapest fucking Kaiten Sushi and we could have eaten like fucking 10,000 things of sushi and had massive diarrhea the next day. It would have been great.
Well, the whole thing was great. It was the first time we saw each other in what, like fucking 10 years or some shit?
In 2 weeks.
Nice.
Years and years and years, because I ran off to Guam and then went to college and then fucking ran off to Japan,
and I ran off and got married and had kids super young, and
yes, did all sorts of inappropriate things dealing women from the streets. I remember.
Yeah,
we'll have to go through that one day, the good van times. Ride.
But not today.
Not today, yeah. But when we become famous and people demand to know your history.
No, that's when I cannot tell them. That's when I will refuse to do it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When everybody wants to know about me, that's when I'm going to shut down completely and be like, no. Like, why can't you people leave me alone? And then pretend that I hate the success.
So perfect. So when the money offers start coming through for information and everything, I get to sell you out. Awesome.
Yeah, you could sell some stuff out.
Well, you know, when talking to me, you're never quite sure what is actually the truth or not, because neither am I.
That's the best part.
Yeah. I just kind of remember how I want it to be.
Mm.
So, you know, it's all good.
It's all good. It's all gravy. Oh.
By the way, oh, nice food reference there. let me one up you there. What do chickens say? What is a chicken sound?
I mean,
not a rooster, chicken.
I don't know. I don't know. I have no good puns right now. I don't know. But get me.
Yeah, I didn't need you to make a pun. Just what is a chicken noise, man? Come on.
My genetics refuse for me to, they do not allow me to make the sounds of a chicken because my mama didn't raise no bitch. So
you're having a brain fart right now and you can't even think what the hell a chicken noise is and you're trying to cover your tracks. I got you. It's all good. Anyways, the correct answer is cluck. Chickens cluck.
Don't they balk?
You know what sounds like cluck? Cuck. What the fuck is up with cucks? We're talking about this before I forget. That shit is... It has nothing to do with food, except for that it sounds like the sound a chicken makes, and chicken is food, so I'm gonna go from that.
Okay.
What the hell is up with that fetish? Your ideas, your thoughts.
I don't know. I know it goes both ways. Like, some women like to be the cuck, and some men like to be the cuck. And my guess is it's just a power thing, maybe? A control thing, maybe? I don't know.
It's absolutely bizarre to me, because, like, at first, they have, like, the hentai and all that stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I kind of get this. I understand. Because I had it completely mixed up. I thought you were supposed to be the guy that comes in and steals the girl. Right? The one that, like, fucking demeans the other guy and makes him feel like shit and everything. And I'm like, okay, that plays to a power fantasy I could get into, you know? Come in there, smack a dude to the ground, fuck his bitch right in front of him. Some alpha male shit. Mm. Okay, like, I get it. And so that's why, I was wondering, like, why do people give this thing, like, this fetish so much shit, right? Because I was like, oh, I guess people are more pure than I thought. They don't like a guy that goes in and steals a girl or whatever. And then I found out, no, it was the other way around. Gyaku. It was opposite. And that fucking blows my mind. Because absolutely zero part of me is okay with that. So I just can't understand.
I think it's probably somewhere along the same lines of, like, people who like to be dominated and people who like to be the dominator, the submissive and the whatever.
It
probably has to go along with that. But I think it's more of, like, a psychological thing versus physical. Like, I was watching a show, or maybe it was a comedian. I don't fucking remember anymore. This was, like, weeks ago. And the lady...
When you had pizza?
Yes, when I had pizza. This is what triggered the memory. I was eating pizza, and this... I don't remember if she was a comedian or what the fuck I was watching, but she was, like, basically talking about... She's like, oh, I'm going through my life, and I have to be, like, you know, the baddest of the bad. I have to be on top of my game. I have to keep up with the men in my work and yada, yada, yada. And everybody talks about how strong of a woman I am. And she's like, so sometimes I just need a break from that. So she likes to be dominated or demeaned or, you know, whatever. And I was like, that's interesting. So I think it's probably somewhere along the lines the same for guys. Like, because sometimes it's the guy you expect. Like, you look at him and you're like, yeah, you like to watch stuff go down. And then sometimes it's the guy that you look at and then you're like, he's like, yeah, I'm into it. And you're like, he's like this alpha male super bro. And you're like, really? And I think it just has to do with that. Like, I'm not, like, I don't know.
For me, the step of going beyond. So I get the dominant and submissive thing, especially in the bedroom. That's fine. I could see the having like a dominant girl like taking charge in the bedroom and everything that could play into things, like, not quite my cup of tea, but I'm not going to turn her down.
Mm.
You know, I could get that. But as soon as you start getting other people into it, like, well, let me think about this.
What if it's a girl?
Well, if it's a girl, then I'm okay with other girls. As long as there's not another penis involved, somehow it's okay for me. But the thing is, a lot of this is relationships in which you're like in a committed relationship. You know, you're supposed to be in love with each other, that type of thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
So in those relationships, having a submissive, dominant thing, that's fine. But as soon as you cross that step and, like, bring somebody else in to demean yourself, to make yourself feel worse, and watch them do things to your significant other, something about that is perversely wrong to me. Like, I don't know.
Perverse.
It's not good. It's not a good look.
Yeah. For me, it's probably up there with feet. Feet things.
I would rank this above feet by a fair bit because Dave Chappelle likes feet. So Dave Chappelle likes feet. That's fine. Dave Chappelle liked being cucked. That shit would that'd break my heart. That would be absolutely terrible. But, you know, I should say, if you were just having fun with somebody, maybe.
Mm.
Like, if this one wasn't a person you love, it was just like a whore and you wanted to see her fucked by a bunch of dudes for some reason, I guess. That seems less bad to me. It's the idea of having that emotional connection and then purposely fucking up that emotional connection just to get yourself off. Seems like not a good look, right? And I know a lot of people say that, oh, well, there's two consenting adults, they should be able to do whatever they want. Well, sure, but we can still see things are not healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even if I was in a relationship, and even myself, if I went to McDonald's and just constantly ate McDonald's every day. And it's like, well, that's between him and God and McDonald's. It's fine. Well, no, I'm ruining my body.
Yep.
Right? That's still a thing that's physically happening. And just because you can't see a person's mind or psyche, I feel like, you know, it's probably not great for it. But yeah, on the same end. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was like, actually, you just made me think, like, maybe psyche does have a lot to do with it. Maybe it's somebody, like we talked about the McDonald's and the psyche, maybe it's somebody who just hates themselves so much that, like, they can't see themselves with that person and, like, they can't imagine themselves in these scenarios and it be a turn on. Like, they can have sex, but maybe they're like, oh, I hate my penis, I hate my vagina, I hate my body, I hate whatever, I hate the way my feet point when I'm, you know. Maybe they just hate themselves so much that they can't get into it. I mean, then there's the whole male side of being like, well, my penis is too small, so maybe if this happens, then, you know, whatever. Maybe this will keep this person with me. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
People are weird, man.
It's true. Yeah, I just, the thought of, like, people who have eating that... You know, a lot of people in America like to eat. That's fine. Mm. I like to eat. You like to eat. That's fine. But then there's some people that turn to eating as a way of covering up other mental issues. And I'm wondering if, like, the cuck thing is a way of covering up other mental issues.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
You have people that can go to McDonald's and eat at McDonald's and still be healthy, right? So it's not the McDonald's itself that is the bad thing. You know, they'll run or do exercise and they can still be healthy. So I think the same thing with, like, the whole cuck thing, that some people that are cucks can do it and still be healthy, but I think a majority of them hurting their fucking psyche by doing this shit. I would love to see, like, a long-term study of what the hell that does to somebody.
Yeah, because you're right. It's probably just them beating themselves down. It's probably a lot of, like, self-hatred, and then it's just more of, like, mental abuse that they're causing themselves that they've associated with sexual pleasure now at this point.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've stumbled across the ones where it's, like, the guy is, like, not only, like, is he fucking the dude's chick, but then he's, like, talking shit to him, and I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
In no fucking world. Like, even if you're trying to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess I could see a fetish here, and then the dude or the girl starts talking shit to the husband or the boyfriend or whatever, and I'm like, nah, son. Like,
yeah. Yeah, it's
nah. That's there's going to be some fighting going on right there. Someone's establishing dominance. We're going to find out who the alpha is in a minute.
Yeah. It is just beyond me.
But I mean, hey, if that's what people are into, man, I don't know. Like, growing up, again, I never even liked being the other guy, like, cuz cheating, like, I was a huge cheater growing up, but, like, I never wanted to be, like, the other guy that the girl was cheating with. That was, like, I don't know why that was just, like, a no-no for me. I was like, no, I don't want to fucking get involved with that.
No, well, for me, I've never really had a situation where that's been a problem. Oh, there was one girl that way back that was married that didn't tell me.
Oh, nice.
That girl was a bit crazy. Oh, but
clearly.
Yeah, is what it is. Interesting memory, but not going to worry about it. But beyond that, never been in that sort of situation. But I could see the mental appeal of that for me, because I probably still have self-esteem issues, but I had self-esteem issues growing up a lot, right? So mentally always trying to rank myself, that always became very much a thing, right? I always liked the numbers, whatever I could apply a number to and then compare it to other people and be like, okay, cool, I'm above this percent of other people, right? I still have that issue where I do it from time to time, but I'm not as bad anymore. But the idea of, yeah, stealing some girl, like taking them away or getting more affection and everything, that boosts my ego, right? And it makes me feel like, okay, I'm not as bad, that type of thing. So I would get into that. Not that I would necessarily do it, but if there was, like, a girl that had a boyfriend and she was hitting on me, I would definitely, you know, fluff up. Yeah, that type of thing. Not sure if I would go beyond that, but I would definitely, you know, feel like I'm above that dude. So that type of shit.
Well, for what it's worth, you'll always be a sexy beast to me.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I think it was, for me, it was my chest being fucked up my mental for a long time.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I had a lot of self-esteem issues growing up. You're not alone there.
Oh, somebody is at the door. But my girlfriend will get it. She's probably ordering more clothes and stuff. Yeah, so the mental issue stuff. Whew.
Well,
so back to food. Unless you want to have something else.
Nope, I was going to say you hit the nail on the head with a mental issues thing, though. That was my self-esteem thing, was I had, like, poor self-esteem because I got overweight, and then I turned to food when I was stressed or depressed or whatever. And that's the cycle I still fight today, is food has become my vice.
It's actually weird for me, because I'm the opposite when it comes to food. I like to eat when I'm happy, and if I'm sad, I tend to starve myself. So, like, I'm the happiest I've been in my life, coming out to Japan and everything, so I've been putting on weight. I've been getting a little bit more chunky, but when I was back, like, home or in Virginia or dealing with a lot of other shit with my family and all that, I was skinny as a motherfucker.
Mm.
So... yeah, that's always been a strange thing for me. Like, I get it now for people who go to food for comfort, because I do the opposite.
Yeah. So I like how we kind of segued back onto food, though.
Yeah. I was thinking that as well here. Just a weird thing. I don't know, which do you think is... better, which would you rather have? Starving yourself if you're sad, or eating too much if you're sad?
Neither are really particularly healthy, but in my current situation, yeah. I would rather be somebody who cuts back on food when I'm sad. But,
okay.
You know,
well, just imagine yourself, and then remember Christian Bale when he did cut his weight for the...
The Machinist? The Machinist, yeah. Is that what it was? Yeah. He does a lot of crazy, like, weight transformation things.
Yeah, I'm not sure how great that is on his body. A lot of the Hollywood people do a lot of the weight transformation.
Well, like, when I started this diet, I got, like, a week into it. And after a week, I dropped 20 pounds. And I was thinking to myself, that cannot be healthy. Like, I mean, I was eating under calories, but I wasn't, like, doing... any, like, I'm staying at home all the time. I'm not really doing anything. So I'm not, like, I haven't been exercising. I wasn't doing anything. So if I don't exercise, my new rule is, like, hey, if I'm not doing anything today, I'm probably not just going to eat a lot. And that wasn't the original diet. The original diet was, like, a whole bunch of nonsense, like, no salt, blah, blah, blah. But that caused me to drop, like, 20 pounds. And I was, like, I don't know if that's healthy. But I've kind of, since, like, I've been on the diet for, what, 3 weeks or some shit, 3.5? And I'm still, like, the same spot. I dropped that 20 and it just stayed off. So I'm like, I don't know what to tell myself with that.
I don't know. Did you fix, like, what you were drinking?
I drink only water, mostly, is what I drink. Like, it's not like before where I was like, oh, Pepsi, Coke, this, that, and the other. No, now it's mostly what I drink is water. If I go out and, like, to restaurants, if I'm not drinking water, it's going to be, like, some form of tea.
Yeah, not the sweet tea.
Sometimes sweet. And I quit soda for a year, and I didn't lose any weight from quitting soda. I was a little upset, but I was like, oh, it's got to have other health benefits because I'm not eating all that sugar anymore.
All the sugar and the caffeine, yeah.
Yeah. And then I went back because everybody's always like, oh, when you leave soda and then you come back, it tastes like shit. That's not true. Like, I had a sip of Pepsi, because I never liked Coke to begin with. And I was like, oh, this is... I still enjoy this. But it did give me, like, massive heartburn after, like, one, like, not even a full can of Pepsi. Gave me fucking heartburn. And I was like, yeah, gotta stay away from that. But I can drink the lighter stuff, like Sprite or something like that occasionally. I'm fine with. But still, I mostly just drink water now.
Yeah, I when I grew up, I never really drank soda, so I never, not big on anything carbonated. I don't know why, but for me, like, carbonation tastes like garbage. It's not a liquid. It's just, like, why would I, if I'm thirsty, I want a liquid. I don't want fucking air. You know, so that's beyond me. But, like, as far as tastes go, it tastes great. You give me a flat Pepsi or flats cola, the cool, I'm all down. I'll drink that fucking sugar water, hell yeah. But add carbonation to any of that nonsense, and it's just like, why? Fuck off. It's not a liquid anymore.
I feel you there.
It's bizarre. I never got my head around that phenomenon of carbonation. Like, who thought of that shit?
I can't say anything because, like, me and Jason grew up on fucking Surge back when, like, it was released in the 90s or whatever, early 2000s. We grew up on Surge and Mountain Dew and all kinds of crazy shit. But I feel you on the carbonation thing because when I was trying to quit, so I tried quitting soda all my life. It's only been like the recent, like the past like year and a half or so that I was actually able to quit. Last year. But I tried several times, but as I tried to replace it with different shit. Like I was like, oh, let me go get one of these carbonated waters that they're like flavored carbonated waters that they say are so awesome. That shit was garbage. And I was like, if this just didn't have the carbonation, it would be, you know, I could probably replace soda with this. And I was like, huh, that's interesting. Because I cannot drink a flat soda. I find it to be garbage. And I'm like, so I don't know how I feel about carbonation in my life right now.
Mixed feelings. Fair enough. But I mean, those Arizona green teas.
Mm.
Those were, whew, 99 cents.
Still a lot of sugar, though.
Oh, hell yeah. And they're absolutely not green tea.
Absolutely not. The only reason, the only fucking reason I started drinking those fucking teas was working at Flippers, which arcade on the oceanfront. Joe used to always fucking, one day he just came out of like, he was like, oh, I'm going to 7-Eleven. And he left and he was asking everybody what they wanted to drink. And I didn't think anything of it because I was like, oh, damn, he didn't ask me. I was like, okay, he must not like me at all. And he came back and he's like, here you go, all proud, and handed me the Arizona green tea. And I'm like, oh, thanks, Joe. He goes, yeah, is that the one you wanted? I'm like, yeah, because Joe was super nice. You didn't like, he was the owner. You didn't want to be mean to him because he was a nice guy.
Yeah. He was laid back for sure.
I was like, yeah. And I drank it and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. And I was like, I preferred sweet tea, but actually this is pretty fucking good. And then like, every time I worked a morning shift and this man showed up, he always came with fucking green tea or whatever. And he wouldn't even ask. He asked everybody what they wanted, but he brought that specifically for me every time. And then
I remember you.
Yeah.
You want your green tea.
And then Shannon came up to me. Like, she was like, what made you like green tea? I forgot how it got brought up. And I was like, you know, I don't know. Joe went to the store one day and he was up there for me, like telling the story. I was like, Joe just went to the store one day and brought me a green tea. And I was like, I've never had this in my life, but okay. And I was like, actually, I appreciate it. Like, it's good. I think it's better for me than the other one. And he was cool about it. He was like, I swore to God, I asked you and you said Arizona green tea. I was like, that's weird as hell, but whatever. It worked, man.
He probably was getting some of the people up there mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
That was a motley crew of people.
Nobody really looked like me, though. Me and you were pretty unique.
Yeah, especially since I had my super long hair at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Extra skinny, big nose. Don't think they would have mixed us up, so I don't know.
But definitely you would have been the green tea guy. And I think he started this before you even started there, so that's really weird.
Maybe, yeah. Those Arizona cans were so good, though. But
those are good times, man.
Coming out, yeah. Did you have any of the green tea while you were out here?
I don't think so, actually, weirdly enough.
Oh, well, they have green tea all over the place. In fact, like, they have so many different drinks that are just no sugar at all in them out here, which is bizarre to me. Another very popular drink out here is the Royal Milk Tea. Have you ever had milk tea?
No, but I think you tried getting me to have it when I was out there, and I was like, nah, I'm going to stick with my soda.
Probably. But probably. That was a big thing that surprised me out here, as well as how popular milk tea is, and I fucking love milk tea now. Like, when I first drank that, it was winter when I came. Actually, it was April, but it was still, for some reason, cold as fuck. So I went into one of the convenience stores, and they have, like, the small drinks, little like half drinks that you can get. And one of them was this milk tea, and it was like the only thing they had warm at the time. So I took that and I drank it, and I swear to God, it tasted like Trix cereal, just in liquid form.
Nice.
And ever since then, I've been fucking addicted. Love that shit.
Very nice.
So, what is your favorite food in Japan?
Favorite Japanese food?
Yes, favorite Japanese food.
Okay, that's difficult. So, ramen is always good. I actually had ramen not too long ago. But the history of ramen is, you know, ramen originally came from China.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they always spell it in the katakana, ramen. But, I mean,
did it come from China or did it come from Korea?
I'm pretty sure it came from China.
Most likely.
Think so.
Yeah.
Yes, but now, like, it's been so long and so different that it's own different thing.
Yeah.
So ramen is really good, but takoyaki, that's good. The octopus balls.
Is that the takoyaki?
Yeah. Those are really good.
You had me try when we went out there, we got that sushi boat, and there was the octopus on there. That was actually my first time eating octopus. I was not a fan.
Really? Not a fan?
Yeah.
Well, if you have octopus on the sushi and octopus in the takoyaki is completely like a different thing. It's still like a chewy meat, but the flavors will be much different because of what it's wrapped in.
I'm sure it's different. It's just that was my first experience with octopus, and I was like, this is a little more chewy than I was planning.
Okay, fair enough. I should get you to try like natto or fucking shishimo. So natto, I was struggled with when I first got here. Like, it was rough, but now I actually like natto.
And what is that?
Oh, natto is the old fermented soybeans that they've left for so long that they've become kind of gooey. So when you pull them, it sounds like snot string.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, but it's actually not bad, and it's super healthy for you. Put a little bit of like the soy sauce type thing and mustard on it, and it's good. Shishimo, on the other hand, I can't. Like, I've been trying to eat it for a long time because it comes in the school lunch meals and everything, but it is so bad.
What is that?
It's a small, long fish, right? That they cook just whole, and then the inside of it is packed full of tiny little white eggs.
Hmm.
And it is so bad. they do it in a bunch of different ways. Like, if it's fried, it's not like a completely covered in bread or something like that. You can do it, but biting into it, first you've got, of course, if the face and the eye is still looking at you and the mouth's all open and all that, and then you bite into it and it's like a of these little white eggs that look like, I swear to God, look like bug eggs. And it just filled with it. And then it gets into your mouth and it has this weird texture and it gets all over everything. And it's just, I fucking hate shishimo.
Yeah, you're not making that appealing at all.
Yeah, but I'm going to make you try anyway. Back to good foods. There's so many good foods out here. I'm actually becoming a real big fan of the Japanese sweets. Like, in Kyoto, they have, what's it, yatsuhashi? I believe that's how you say it. Like, these triangle-shaped sweets. The sweets in Japan are much less sugar, right? So they have more subtle flavors to them. And it can be absolutely delicious. And they have a lot of bean-based sweets. Like in their, what is it? Daifuku, mochi, and things like that.
mm-hmm.
which is this, the pounded up rice. They pound the fuck out of rice and make it into a paste. And then they put like this sweet bean paste in the middle and wrap it up. Oh, shit is good.
Hmm.
Sorry. So, I could keep going on. Sushi is also wonderful.
Yeah. That when you came back to the U.S., I wanted to take you to our sushi place here. Mm-hmm. And anybody listening, if you live in Virginia Beach, you need to go to Oyami's Sushi. They're fucking amazing. Yeah, that's our sushi spot. Like, we fucking love them. Sushi's amazing.
The classification of sushi is really funny because I've showed the Japanese people out here pictures of the sushi we have in the U.S. and they're like, "What the fuck is that? That's not sushi," right?
Yes,
because for them, sushi is the rice with the little the vinegar, whatever fuck I forget what it is, the special sushi vinegar, and then fish.
Mm-hmm.
And you're good. That's it. You don't really need more than that. That's the traditional sushi. You know, some of the kaiten sushi places add a little extra, do a little something fancy, but that's it. Those rolls and everything are considered something else. And the fact that we stuff it full of all this bullshit, there is really bizarre to them.
Yeah. And that's so Oyami Sushi does have like the rolls that you're describing, like they have like where it's stuffed with all different types of stuff. It can be healthy, it can be bad. Usually like it's spicy crab meat, right, with rice and seaweed, and what have you. But they do have like the traditional, like the sashimi, which is just like the rice and then this piece of salmon on top of it.
That would be sushi.
Yeah.
So the sashimi would be just the fish alone.
Mm. So they do have like the traditional stuff too. I mean, I like it all. Don't get me wrong. But over here in the U.S., that is my favorite sushi place.
All right. We got to check that out then. If and when I get a chance to fucking go back.
No, you're going to come back. just like I'm going back to Japan.
Yes.
And then... So if you had to choose between, I think I know the answer to this, American food or Japanese food, which would you choose?
American food.
Really?
Yes. So I like Japanese food and everything, but you have to remember that Japan has been very isolated. I mean, Tokyo might be a little bit different, but as far as your food options go, Japan is much more limited, right? Like, the popular restaurants out here, you'll have, of course, Japanese food restaurants, Indian restaurants, and maybe Italian restaurants. And then that's it, right? You'll have a very difficult time finding other type of shops. I mean, McDonald's and those type of things, I guess, count as an American place, but mm-hmm. those are fast food. As far as restaurants go, those are your big three. So you're going to be missing out on a lot of things, like breakfast. Breakfast isn't big out here. Breakfast is just like a smaller lunch. You'll have miso soup, rice, small piece of fish, maybe an egg. That's breakfast. They don't have bacon, sausage, any of that stuff, any of the good stuff. They have bacon, but it's just ham. What they say is bacon is ham. It doesn't get crispy. It doesn't get crunchy. You can't, like, turn it into other things. They don't have the sausage. All their sausage is just, like, little hot dogs and not actually sausage, right? Then... You can't find hardly any Mexican food here, which is so sad sometimes because sometimes I just want a fucking taco and it just doesn't exist. Like there's a handful of places that you might be able to find that are just rare. So finding Mexican food is very difficult. Me and my girlfriend have a thing going on finding Chinese restaurants, because you can find a Chinese restaurant run by Japanese people and it tastes completely different. I hate to say it, it tastes way worse. but I'm guessing it's to appeal more to the Japanese palate. But, you know, if you want the more authentic Chinese food, you have to find those restaurants with the actual Chinese people in them cooking. And then you can get some fucking bomb-ass Chinese food. So just with limitations, I would say that I would enjoy the American food more, because American food tends to have a much more wider variety from around the world.
That's interesting. I thought you were going to go with Japanese. And I have to bring up something. You mentioned McDonald's. And this is I don't know why this freaks me out so bad, but it fucking does. So when we were walking around, and you had to go to work, so we went to a couple stores or whatever, and we saw a McDonald's. And I'm like, well, I wonder what's different. So we went in there, and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of, you know, different stuff. There's different menu options. But I was like, if I'm going to a fast food place like McDonald's, I want to compare to what I know, just so I can see, like, what the difference are and who makes it better and so on and so forth. So I got... I think I got a Big Mac or something like that. And it tastes exactly the fucking same. So much so that it creeped me the fuck out. Because I've had Burger King's, or, oh my God, McDonald's Big Mac in three different countries, of one of obviously being the United States. I've had it first in the U.S., of course. Then I had it when I went to Peru, and then now Japan. And every fucking time, it tastes exactly the fucking same. Right? And it's like, you're in an entirely different culture, entirely different country. How fucking strict is McDonald's, like, rules with their fucking, like, popular things, like their main things, like the Big Mac, that they're able to keep the taste exactly the fucking same no matter where you go?
I almost think with that with the Big Mac, at least, that it's the sauce, that all you're tasting is the sauce covering up everything else. Because I've noticed a little bit of a difference between the meat had been different, getting different things. I mean, yeah, the special off menu items, you know, have their own teriyaki sauce and all that stuff. But the meat has a slightly different taste. I've never liked the Big Mac because I've never liked the Big Mac sauce. So I think it's the sauce that they just have that's exactly the same. Like, they have strict whatever requirements for it, that I think that's what you're tasting, but I'm not 100% sure. Because even like the mayo, the mayonnaise and shit that they use out here is different. It's more rich and creamy that they use.
Right.
I forget what it's called. QP?
I don't know, but I'm telling you, man, like, everything about it tastes... Like, even the fucking French fries, which I guess is just fucking potato and salt. But still, man, right. Like, I don't know. It just freaked me out. They had other amazing stuff, like the desserts. I forget what the fuck it was, but it was like some chocolate thing, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah, they do a lot of... They don't do breakfast at... Let me roll that back. They do breakfast at McDonald's, but my favorite breakfast item, the breakfast burrito, they don't have. And, oh, I'm so sad.
Well, so I didn't realize you liked Hispanic food that much, so...
I should take this back. It's not that I want it every day or anything, but I do like to have that variety every once in a while. Some Mexican food or something would be nice.
True. I can see that. Now, I would have probably the same, like, difficulty Well, I guess you didn't have a difficult. You immediately went American. So I've had, my wife's Peruvian, so I'm in like a that whole culture, and we actually went to go to Peru. So I've been to Peru twice, and the first time I went to her like hometown, which was Trujillo, and it's kind of like country-ish, but it's a coastal city. And the food in Peru, Peruvian food is fucking phenomenal. I don't understand how it's not all over more places. If you like seafood, they got you. If you like chicken, they got you. It's fucking like it, no matter what you're fancy, like they have a fucking dish for you, and it's always amazing. Like, for example, one of my favorite dishes is called ají de gallina. And basically all that is shredded up chicken with this creamy yellow sauce. And the yellow sauce is like a mixture of chicken stock and all these other things.
Man stock?
No. And it's mixed with, like, it gets its yellow color from Peruvian pepper, which is called ají, which is where it obviously gets its name from.
Peruvian pepper, PP.
No,
it's color from PP.
Ají, A-J-I, ají.
Okay,
and it's so fucking amazing. They put it like rice. It comes with rice and like a slice of hard-boiled egg and some fucking olives. Sorry, sometimes I get my English words mixed up with Spanish and describing their dishes, so it fucks me up sometimes. But
it's all good.
It's amazing. They have that was the first time I've eaten guinea pig, because one of their popular things out there is cuy, which is just a guinea pig.
I saw that they have like that festival thing where they have dress up all the guinea pigs and then in the night they roast them up.
Yep. And it's just, the food out there is amazing. There's so many different dishes that just come to like flooding to mind. And I'm just so happy that I was exposed to that. And I look for it here in the US, and like where I live now, their rotisserie chicken for me is just like nobody can top that. Their rotisserie chicken is just fucking phenomenal.
Even the Costco chicken?
Yeah, fuck that Costco chicken compared to the, like, fuck any chicken. Like, the Peruvian rotisserie chicken, that's fucking on point.
Yeah, I feel you. That was one of the big, like, drawbacks of actually going to other countries or going around the world eating all the food, is that no matter where you go, you're always going to fucking miss something.
Right.
I go to America and fucking I get to eat some of at the Mexican restaurants and all that and everything. And then I'm thinking, oh man, I want me some of my milk tea and takoyaki. And then there's fucking nowhere to be found. Then I come back out here and then, oh, where's the refried beans, man? It's just fucked up.
Next time you go to a Mexican place, which I don't know when that'll be, you need to get, what's it called? It's like this style of chicken that they pour like fucking chorizo over, and it's so fucking good. It's super unhealthy, but it's so fucking good. The Japanese food compared to the US food, I don't know. Like when I went there, I really, really enjoyed the food that I was having. I like curries.
Are you like the Japanese curry?
Yeah, I loved all that. I loved that I went into like the 7-Eleven. That was like one of my favorite things. The 7-Eleven had so many like meals. I was like, why can't our 7-Eleven here just be that fucking dope?
Dude, I'm saying, yeah, the Japanese 7-Elevens kick the fucking shit out of American 7-Elevens.
But then I was laughing because I was like, oh, they had like this dish in there that was like just rice with a fucking hamburger patty and some like pasta marinara sauce on top of it, and I was like, bruh, I've made that at home. I can't tell you how many times.
That's I was so confused here for a long time, because that's specifically in the U.S. we call that what, Salisbury steak, right?
No, Salisbury steak isn't marinara sauce. It's something else.
Oh, well, the demi-glaze sauce. Usually that's what they have. It's more of the brown sauce.
Yeah, right.
But they change up the sauces depending on whatever. But yeah, so like a Salisbury type thing. But here it's called Hamburg.
Well, that's what the fuck it is.
Right? And then if you get it with two buns, hamburger.
Very nice.
So I was confused for a long time because I thought they were trying to say hamburger, but in the Japanese English. So they were just dropping the er at the end. But no, it's a completely different thing. Ah, that was,
you know,
irritating.
When we were out there, so I don't know how often y'all go out, but I need you to track down. There was a really fancy, expensive restaurant. So it's obviously, it would have to be like a treat that you guys do. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remembered it. We tried to go there on Halloween of all nights. It's a Peruvian restaurant that's not in Shibuya. I forget where it was.
Yeah, we were in Shibuya, but we were able to walk to it from there. It was like,
yeah,
15 minutes or so.
It was like a fucking 3-star, 4-star Michelin restaurant. And they looked us over and we're like, yeah, no, we don't have any tables for you.
Yeah. I remember that.
We're like, can we sit at the bar? No. So I need you guys to go there because I know we're probably going to try to go there when we go back. Mm-hmm. And I want to know if how the food is. Cause also I need you to try Peruvian food. One of these days, I'm going to drag you out to Peru with me and my family, and we're going to sit down and have some Peruvian food.
Hell yeah. I'm completely down.
My favorite, like, American food, I love it, but between Peruvian food and Japanese food, I'm torn. Like, if you told me to, like, gun to your head, pick one, I'm like, I don't know.
There's
so many good things.
Yeah, I'm there with you. You're just making me think of, so when you're talking about American food, are you specifically talking like only America or only like American food or just foods that you find in America?
See, you got me. So that's where you fucked me up and why I wouldn't be able to choose either. Because when I originally asked you that question, I was thinking like specifically American type food, but
what the fuck is American food besides food stolen from everywhere in the country or in the world?
That's kind of what you made me realize. I mean, you have like our Texas style barbecue and you have our barbecues and our steaks and, you know, so on and so forth. That we do that shit up like most places don't care to. Because we love our cows out here.
Yeah.
But even Japan has the Wagyu, or however you pronounce it, beef.
Wagyu. That's like
Wagyu. That's fucking amazing. Oh. And
it is amazing, but let me hold you up there. One of the big things that pisses me off in Japan is the way they cut their meat. They tend to do much smaller portions of meat, and they cut the meat very thin, right? Mm. For their grilling, the yakiniku, mm-hmm. grilling the meat and everything like that. That shit pisses me off to no fucking end. I like a thick steak. I like my steak rare. I like it bloody. And I like it thick.
Thick and bloody. So,
Yeah, I have to go to like specific butchers and everything that I know that are cool. That'll fucking cut the steak the way I want it if I want to get an actually good steak.
Yeah, and see, that's why I say that's, so I've only been to 2 countries outside of the U.S., so that's why my knowledge is still fairly limited, but that's why, like, steak, that's an American thing to me, like, the way we do steak, the way we do our barbecues, yeah. like I'm supposed to be, later on, I have to cook up some pulled pork, but it's just, that's what comes to mind for American food, and like, when you were talking about breakfast, I've never been on like big on breakfast to begin with. Like, I don't care too much for a lot of like bacon and, you know, sausage is all right and eggs are meh. It's okay. But when I had breakfast in Peru, I did notice Japan was fairly limited with breakfast. It was just like, yeah, you kind of go to this place and, you know, grab whatever you grab for breakfast. And it's like, oh, okay, well, that's whatever. Peru, they do like their biggest meals of the day are usually breakfast and or lunch, with more side often being like breakfast is fairly large. And they don't eat like a big dinner, which is honestly, I think how you should live, because that's better for your body, but whatever.
Right.
So their breakfast, like they, like we sat down at this table, cause we were with family, and they brought out like, oh, there's different types of jams, and there's like chorizos, and there's like, you know, sometimes like ham, it's like this, it's kind of like a ham and cheese sandwich, but it's not, it's weird. But,
just one moment there to comment on something. Why you put so much emphasis on table? Like that was special. We sat down at a table they had.
Oh yeah. No, like I'm used to, so you know me, I'm crazy as shit. My life is always go, 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 go. So it's just funny to me that breakfast, like usually the time to sit down at a table and hang out is like when you're out somewhere or if you're having dinner with a family. That's okay. What sitting down at the table, that's what the significance is for me. So it was weird to sit down at a table and have this big thing at breakfast time. Cause I'm like, this is not something I'm super accustomed to. Like,
right. You just consume and then off with your day.
Yeah. Until lunchtime, and lunchtime it varied. Like we would sometimes like some of the best food you found in Peru, and I'm sure it's probably the same in Japan, was from the fucking street vendors and these little like dinky hole in the wall places. That's where the food was amazing. Like you fucking find these street vendors and they'll give you like, this one dude gave me some type of sandwich and it blew my mind. I was like, this is the best sandwich I've ever had in my life. Like I never found that guy again because he just fucking moved around. I was like, God damn it.
Oh man. Well, I have to say with the street vendors out here and everything, I've definitely eaten much more different shit than I've ever thought I would. Like cow tongue is very popular out here.
Peru too.
Yeah. So I was munching on cow tongue, and then horse meat. They have special horse meat places that are out here. Not too big of a fan of horse meat. And then, oh, of course, I also lived on Guam. I should shout out to some of the Guam food, because Guam food is fucking super good, too. They do lots of barbecue out there. You were talking about barbecue, and they do fucking barbecue out there. And Kelligan and shit like that is so good. Kelligan is basically you cut up the meat super, super thin, and you throw it into lemon and like this mixture of lemon, onion, soy sauce, different peppers and everything. But there's so much lemon in that it actually, the acidity cooks the meat. So you don't even fucking cook it. You just throw it in the lemon and just fucking let it sit in there until it cooks through. So fucking good.
Have you
eaten dog? Yes.
I have not eaten dog. I've eaten guinea pig and other random things, but not dog or cat.
The dog was a surprise.
Hey, you know what you just ate? Fido.
Well, that was kind of how it went down, because Guam is surrounded by a bunch of smaller islands, right? On some of them, eating dog is, you know, special, meant for special occasions and all that. Well, my father, who does like construction work and all that other shit, like he manages a bunch of that. He had some of these guys working for him that come from those islands, and they were having some sort of celebration. Somebody was getting married, so we got invited. They live like right down from us, so you know we went over there. And I remember beforehand, like a couple days beforehand, going down there to help them get some shit ready for one of the work sites. And they had this dog there that was looked all sad and was chained up to the side and everything. But I didn't think much of it because they had a bunch of dogs around there. So I thought, oh, one of the farm dogs must be getting kind of old, so they're going to replace them. That's what I thought, right? So fast forward a couple days later, and they're having this big barbecue with a bunch of different fucking meats and all this shit around, and I'm just eating everything because it's all good, right? I can't even tell what I'm eating, but I'm just eating. And stay there for most of the night, and then later I have to bring some of this leftover like deer meat to the freezer that they have over. right over in the corner. So I'm like, all right, cool. I'll go there and I'll put the deer meat in the freezer. And I go over to there and I open up the freezer. And as I open up the freezer, there is the arm of the dog, the leg of the dog with the paw still there, but the leg is just pure bone sticking up out of the freezer. So as soon as I open it up, I just see the paw like reaching out towards me. And I was like, oh, fuck. I ate dog.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Mine wasn't that bad. You just reminded me with the lemon, the meat cooking in the lemon. And the Peru has a dish that's similar, but with fish. It's called ceviche. They use lime because Peru has some amazing limes and other fucking fruits that you've never heard of in your life that are delicious. But they have their limes are amazing, and they cook their limes. They take the fish. I think it's like mahi or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck it is, sometimes with shrimp and other things, what have you, but they put like lime juice, more of that pepper, garlic, salt, pepper, and like onions, and they all like, they just put it in the lime juice and leave it for like, sometimes you serve like right away, and it's so fucking good. The fish cooks inside of the lime juice, the acidity, and then the juice itself is meant to be drank, and actually a lot of people drink it for hangovers because it has like everything that your body needs with like the garlic, onion, and the lime and all that. And they call it leche de tigre, which is tiger's milk.
Tiger's milk. Yeah, I like it.
Yes, it is. It's really good. We need to travel the globe and just become food snobs. We can start a food cuck service. Where what we're going to do is you're going to watch us eat all of your food that you want to try.
There's got to be somebody out there that's into that, right?
There's got to be. That's what's going to happen. The food cuck service.
Dude, you're a true entrepreneur. Man.
So you want to try this food? Watch our faces as we eat your food.
Yeah.
It's all over my mouth. Tastes so good.
Biting into something. Oh, it's a squirter. Oh, man. Okay, well, I believe that is a perfect place to stop off for today. That was good stuff. So I chose last time food. We didn't get into feet. Well, I did do the bit with the dog paw sticking up, so...
And I guess feet fetishes with cucks. I guess this was more of like a sex fetish food.
Sex fetish food was a tiny bit of dead dog feet.
We'll call this food. All right,
so
we're naming this food cucks.
Oh, sorry.
I said we're naming this episode food cucks.
Perfect. All right. So now, what are we going to do for next time?
Well, we can be assholes and pick something that's like politically charged, like police in the United States.
Okay.
Yeah. Police. We'll discuss police in the US and other countries.
Police in the United States and other countries, and possibly back hair.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Well, this has been Webby and the Womb. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Keep listening.
Yes, keep. Like, comment, and subscribe. Bye, love you, bye.